This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
So I was talking to Jahan Dotson yesterday. That interview is available at grantanddanny.com. Second year player last year really regressed and struggled. It's a monster third season for the former first rounder now. And he's very confident that he's going to break back out and look the part as the former 16th overall pick. But in talking to him, he said, you know, we're going to show you a very small sample of what we're capable of in this preseason opener against the Jets. And then he said, very, very small. Very, very, very small. And his joke was, it sounded like they're going to go out for a series or something. Right. But you just said this with Jaden Daniels. Like, is there any thought to... I remember with Robert Griffin in 2012 when I was on the beat then, and I've texted with him about this recently. He threw almost 30 passes. He played in three preseason games. Now, they ran a completely different offense in the preseason than they would run come week one with Kyle and read option and pistol in New Orleans and put up 40 points and no one saw it coming. But we've completely changed our eye line on like what is expected even for these young QBs with no experience. Is there any thought to giving them a bunch of run behind a starting line and just getting them more ready? Or is it just not worth the risk reward is out of whack?
I think with a rookie quarterback, I think there is some merit to playing him a little bit more than, you know, like Matthew Stafford won't play. I mean, right?
And
there's
why
no reason he shouldn't. However, getting a guy ready, even though you're playing whoever you play week one, if you're playing Philly week one, who do you play week one?
Tampa on the road.
Whatever you see in these 2 weeks or 3 weeks of preseason, you're not going to see versus Tampa anyway. So this is a matter of getting in continuity with your players, the play call, listen to the play call in the helmet, watching the play clock, cadence, all that stuff, pre-snap, everything you need to do getting ready for a game. You don't want his first meaningful rep to be at Tampa. There's no way. You got to get him going now. And practice is totally different. I mentioned that. There's no, you know, they can try to make simulate as close as they can to real life football, but unless the bullets are live, it's not real.
Okay, but what about these joint practices?
Same. You're not hitting the quarterback.
True. Yeah.
You're going to see different coverages and things of that, different blitzes and things of that nature. But you're, as long as you're not live, it's not real to me. I played the position for a long time, not very good. But when you're not live, it's a total different mentality.
So is this a quarterback specific point or for everyone? Like if I'm just say I'm a Brandon Coleman, the rookie left tackle, who I think has a chance to start in week one, it looks like, out of TCU. For him to go up against these Jets edge rushers, I am excited to see what the joint practice looks like.
Right.
Can he get as much or more out of a joint practice than a preseason game?
Yeah, going against different people, different pass rush moves, different skill sets. You know, you get used to seeing Armstrong every day at practice or the same guys over and over. You know what kind of moves and what kind of pass rush things they like to do, the inside spin, the bowl, whatever it might be, the speed rush. Now you're going against a whole different set of skill set with the Jets. You've never seen this guy before. You can try to study him as much as you can, but how are you going to handle a quick inside move or the spit, whatever it might be. So, yeah, I think it's very beneficial for a lot of guys. It's very beneficial for coaches, too.
I just think that from a coaching standpoint, to go where you're going there, in a preseason game, we talk about this a lot, you may want to get work in red zone. You don't get a red zone opportunity. you may want to get work in short yardage or goal line, and it just doesn't come up. Whereas in a joint practice, if you're tight with Mike Zimmer, let's say, from your time as coordinator,
you're just like, hey,
here are the periods I want. Oh, me too. Okay, we'll do this one. You just knock all that out. I think it can be more beneficial or better than a preseason game. But your point is, and this is actually a really good observation, as a quarterback, the game is still going to far outweigh the practice just because of the physical nature. You're not wearing that penny.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a big difference, right? Even for receivers and backs, I mean, they're not getting hit either. You're not doing anything live. I mean, you want to see guys how they handle contact. This is a contact sport. Until you practice contact, you're not going to know who the tough guys are, who the guys who can break tackles, run through tackles, tackle, physically tackle, right? And take the hits and do the best for your team. But, you know, but you do gain a lot from the joint practices. You know, you just got to avoid the fights, which we always had fights with, a pain in the ass. But
yeah, so this is the thing that's going to, I think, still be the fly in the ointment. And here's where we're headed. Jay Gruden's on the show. Grant and Danny on the Fin. He's in studio here in the Navy Yard. Teams have almost all, it seems like, started to go toward this joint practice thing. Andy Reid's one of the few guys. I know your brother, John, was at Chiefs camp this week. Andy Reid hates joint practices, refuses to do them. I don't know why. I'm assuming it's because of the fights. I don't know what else you wouldn't like about them. Maybe showing something to a team you may end up playing. That's probably avoidable, too. You guys did it with the Texans, I know. There were some melees and brawls.
Patriots and Texans, yeah.
Yeah, Patriots as well. Did you guys have fights with New England?
I don't think we had one at New England. We had a couple at Houston. And the reason why I had one at Houston, we went one extra day. We shouldn't have gone. You know, we should have done two good practices. We try to go a third practice, and everybody's kind of worn out.
You did three?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
Stupid. Yeah.
Whose idea was that?
Probably O'Brien.
We'll blame him, right?
Yeah.
I like that. We'll go Bill O'Brien. But now teams are starting to do one in some cases. Like,
yeah,
the best way to do it is one. Are doing one day,
one full one, with as many situations as you can. A couple live scrim, not live, but a couple drives, you know, unscripted drives. And then the second one, maybe have a walk through critical situations, do your special team stuff. That's my favorite way to do it. We try to do two and then a third walkthrough type thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and I don't know, I haven't asked Quinn this, but the reason that the Jets and the Commanders are just doing the one is probably to alleviate some of the tensions that grow over a couple of days, like a hockey series or something.
I can remember the first day we had a fullback that ran over one of their corners, and then they got all chippy about it, and the coach yelled at them, "Hey, don't let them out tough you." So the next day it was bloodbath.
Yeah, they've been talking about it all night.
Pierre was chirping, and J.J. Watts here. I'm like, hey, don't talk to him. Talk to somebody else, not J.J. Jesus.
Anybody but J.J. Watts. Yeah. I loved Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, he's a tough dude.
He played, I always said, he wore the Fang mouth guard, which is the same thing that UFC fighters wear, with like the teeth, basically. So he would make a catch, and you'd see the Fang teeth in the mouth guard, and it was like, he played football with that physicality, like he was a cage fighter or something.
He did everything 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I had a ton of respect for Pierre. He'd never one time did I ever see him loaf in a game or practice.
Practice either, huh?
No, hell no.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you want. But I think we're headed to this, and tell me if you disagree. So soon, whether it's next year or soon after, we're going to have 18 regular season games. We're going to have two preseason games. That's how they'll make up the 20 total. And then I'm guessing with two preseason games, teams would only really use one of them, because there's always kind of been that red shirt game where you evaluate the back of the roster.
Yeah.
You get all your other starters and second string guys to just run some sprints beforehand, and then they wear visors on the sideline. So if we do the 18 regular season, two preseason bit, and then there's, you know, only those couple games, if you play guys just once, is that enough?
I mean, no.
When are we at a point where we're not doing enough in August that the product's going to stink in September?
The issue you have is we all know our top 10 to 12 guys on our roster. Those guys may not need it. The rest of the guys need it. They need the work. They need the development. We need to see the competition. You're not going to be sure who your starting outside linebacker is, or your starting nose tackle, or maybe your defensive end or safety. You might have a safety competition, a nickel competition. You might, you know, there's a lot of competitions going on there that you have to see these guys play and perform when the lights are on, not just in practice going against the same guy over and over again. So there's a lot of good that comes out of preseason games. I know it's hard to watch for fans, and people say, these guys don't care. People care. I mean, these guys fight for the 53-man roster. They care. There's a lot of guys in that locker room, and a lot of guys are going to get cut. And those guys get cut, if they don't feel like they got a fair shake, it's disappointing, because they put a lot of work in to try to get this opportunity in the National Football League. And if you feel like you don't get one, you know, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and you might miss on a guy. I mean, heck, we would have never found fat Rob Kelly if we didn't have preseason, huh?
And we know you love Rob Kelly.
I just loved him because he didn't do anything at Tulane. He just came here, and every rep he got, he made something out of it.
We still play a clip every now and then where it sounds like you're looking at a piece of chocolate cake or something. You're at the podium, and someone asks you, and you're like, oh, man, I love Rob. You were like Macho Man Randy Savage. You're like, oh, man, I love Rob Kelly.
I just like the underdog, man. He just took advantage of, and if you don't get the reps, you don't get the opportunity in preseason games, you're not going to find guys like that. Another dime a dozen, you can argue, but you need to find those guys, especially to fill out your roster for special teams. I mean, a new kickoff rule, your third, fourth, fifth corner, they got to be able to be physical. And if you don't see them tackle, they might be afraid to tackle. You don't know. You won't know until you play in Tampa Bay on a kickoff and a guy runs for a 90-yard touchdown. You're like, son of a gun. I knew we should have kept the other guy. This guy can't tackle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.